joined now by Gary Parrish. Gary Parrish, host of the GP Show every single day from 4 until 6. He is a National College Basketball columnist and commentator for CBS, CBS Sports, all of that. Louisville lost to Virginia last night and by 12. And it wasn't even deemed a particularly impressive. It did nothing for Virginia to beat Louisville by 12. It's a mess at Louisville. We're focused on what a mess it is here in Memphis. But in the meantime, it is also a mess at Louisville. That hire was supposed to be gold-plated, perfect. Chris Mack, absolutely the guy, could not fail. What has happened in Louisville, our old rival in Louisville, and what is going to happen at Louisville?
Well, to your point about Chris, he was an assistant at Xavier under Sean Miller. When Sean left for Arizona, he was promoted to the head coaching job, and he had it for 9 seasons. And he went to 8 NCAA tournaments in 9 years at his alma mater. Made 4 Sweet 16s in those 9 years and made an Elite 8. He is the winningest coach in the history of Xavier basketball. This isn't the type of risky hire that, say, Memphis made or Georgetown made when it tried to hire an alum with limited experience, or in Penny's case, no experience at the collegiate level. Chris Mack was, he was running a top-shelf Big East program, and it was not only considered not risky, it was considered a home run. Like, wow, how long will it take Chris Mack to win a national championship at Louisville? And it is a disaster. Like, we talk about Memphis, being a mess this season. Louisville started 36th at KenPom and is now 114th. Memphis has not dropped like that. The question is, what happened? It's not some obvious thing. And it's not a situation where you can say, well, the guy just clearly can't do the job, because we watched him do the job for 9 years at Xavier in the Big East. But he seems to have clearly lost this team and clearly lost the fan base. And I've talked to enough coaches to know when that second thing happens to you, when you lose the fan base, it becomes incredibly difficult to ever get them back. He had a weird situation at the end of last season. He fired 2 assistant coaches.
Right.
Dino Gaudio, tried to extort him for money. But what was weird about that was, Louisville was literally the last team out, the first team out of the field last season. Like, the cut line was, like, Louisville was the last team that got cut from the bracket. So it wasn't like they were bad last season. They had COVID issues, and then they just, I thought they should have been in, but, I'm not on the committee. So Chris seemed to, I don't want to say panic is the right word, but maybe panic, if there's a better word to describe that. He fired Dino, who was like one of his best friends. Like, the family's vacationed together. Dino coached him. When Chris played at Xavier, Dino was on staff with Pete Gillen. And then he also fired Luke Murray, who is best known as Bill Murray's son. And I've been around Luke and Chris. Like, they were buddies. They weren't just people who worked together. Like, they were people who drank together and gambled together and, like, laughed together. And he fired both of them at the end of last season. And I've never talked to Dino about it, but I've talked to Luke, and Luke was shocked, like, blindsided by it. And so, I've never really got a good understanding, explanation for why did Chris fire 2 people so close to him. And because that was just an unusual move, and everything that's happened since then has been bad. And if you would have asked me at any point over the past few years, even 3 months ago, if Chris Mack might be in trouble and not be back at Louisville after the 2021-22 season, I would have said no way, he's fine. But there's a real chance they could fire him at the end of the season. They're about to miss the NCAA tournament for the 2nd consecutive year, and I know that might not sound like much to Memphis fans, but the last coach, like, Rick Pitino never missed the NCAA tournament 2 years at Louisville. Denny Crum never missed the NCAA tournament in consecutive years at Louisville. The last Louisville coach to miss the NCAA tournament in 2 straight years is a man named John Dromo in 1970 and 71. I never even heard the name John Dromo. But it's been 50 years since the Louisville coach has missed the tournament twice in a row, and Chris is about to do it.
Yeah, it's interesting. The point you make, once you lose the fan base, it's a hard time getting it back. It's a point we talked about on your show a little bit, and partly what distinguishes Penny Hardaway. Like, you saw it after you know, that blow up at the press conference and the apology and whatever else. He hasn't lost this fan base, not even close. He'll have this fan base until the last, and because he's Penny Hardaway, until the last moment. What makes him different than Chris Mack. He doesn't have the records of success at other places that Chris Mack does, but he's Penny Hardaway, and so he'll never lose the fan base. It absolutely distinguishes what is happening here and why is what makes what happening here unique. I did, however, I was driving around last week, and you were talking about how Penny can keep this job as long as he wants, whatever. Like, we were talking about this topic. And you and I and everyone else agrees, I think, that Penny's not going to lose his job after this season and anything else. One of the things you said, though, was, and besides, like, if he ever left, who you gonna get? And you said, I could give you some names, but you probably won't know them. And I'm just curious, who would your names be, and why wouldn't they be Andy Kennedy and Sean Miller? Just a good two names that I do know. This is in a total hypothetical world. Penny's not going anywhere. Who would be on your list?
Well, I will say, for the first time ever yesterday, I had an agent reach out to me and say, is there a chance Memphis parts ways with Penny Hardaway after the end of the season? Because the agent was, like, looking out for his guy, you know, right, his client. And I was like, I don't think so. I mean, I would never say never, but I'd be surprised.
Right.
But I've never had an agent ask me that question.
Right.
I've had them ask me all other kinds of questions, but never specifically, right, is Penny done at Memphis after this season? So from an outsider's perspective, it's at least something that people are wondering about. But I'm with you. I don't think that happens. I think he gets at least one more year to figure this out. The name everybody says is Sean Miller. First off, I don't think you can hire Sean Miller until the IARP rules on Arizona. He's got a pretty big case hanging above his head.
Wouldn't it be great to have two different IARP cases at the same time? You got Memphis's and you got Arizona's both weighing on you. Like, that add a little juice and excitement to the situation.
Yeah, I mean, I see all these people, and they're like, the people who seem to suggest Sean Miller don't seem to understand the circumstances surrounding Sean Miller or what could happen if you hire Sean Miller. I mean, again, totally hypothetical. I do not think this is happening, but you make a coaching change in March 2022. You hire Sean Miller. Then IARP rules on Arizona in September, and they suspend Sean Miller for a year. Now what are you doing? You know, you can't walk into that. Plus, it probably doesn't help you with your IARP case if you go out and hire Sean Miller. So that's just a non-starter right now. Beyond that, I don't even know that Sean Miller takes your job. Like, the Memphis is about to be in a new version of Conference USA, unless it actually gets into the Big 12. Like, once Houston and Cincinnati leave, you've got maybe a one-bid league. And so if I'm Sean Miller...
How many bid league is Gonzaga, GP?
Yeah, but Memphis isn't Gonzaga.
No, but maybe you can build Memphis into Gonzaga. Memphis has the potential to be Gonzaga. Yeah.
The WCC might be a three-bid
league. Right, exactly. Right.
Maybe even a four. If I were Sean Miller, I'd sit back, keep cashing my Arizona checks, wait to see what this IARP case is, and if it comes out and it's like Sean Miller didn't know anything, well, then that frees every other Power 5 school to hire me, and I just wait for one of those jobs besides coaching Memphis in a depleted American Athletic Conference. So I don't think Memphis should try to hire Sean Miller under these circumstances.
Right.
I'm not sure Sean Miller would take the job. Andy Kennedy, you know, I've always been a fan of Andy Kennedy, but, boy, when I threw that name out a few years ago, Memphis fans didn't want nothing to do with it. Todd Golden at San Francisco, You could go down to Damon Stoudemire.
How about the guy at Murray State?
Yeah, I mean, Matt's very good. I mean, yeah, you could probably, yeah.
John would like him. You could do a John Morant kind of, you know, thing going on here.
Yeah, like Matt McMahon would be a perfectly reasonable candidate. I'm just saying it's, you're closer to hiring a Matt McMahon type than you are a Sean Miller, somebody with the resume of Sean Miller. But either way, I don't think we're even headed down that path.
No. The only way it comes up, I think, after this year is if Penny just decides, yeah, I've had enough of it, right? You know, like, this is not for me. And his tone does not suggest that's where he is, right? I mean that. Like, Penny seems to be a fighter. He doesn't want to fail at this. And he did do it. you know, whatever. He did take this on to try to resurrect. Yeah, he was going to have fun doing it too, but to resurrect his alma mater. And so I don't really see him walking away at the end of this year. But that's the only way I think it would necessarily happen at the end of this year. Does that make sense?
That's right. I mean, that makes sense to me. I don't think – if I were Laird Veach, I would not want to fire Penny Hardaway after four seasons. I would give him a chance to get it right in year five. And with the transfer portal and the way Penny recruits, there's always a chance to get it right in year five. I realize, you know, if you're a not a fan of Memphis basketball, you're hearing me say that and going, yeah. Just like there was a chance last year and the year before that. Like, at what point do you just call it what it is? I get it. I hear you. I'm not making the case that it'll be great in year five. I'm just saying there's always a chance it could be. And if I'm Laird Veach, I'm probably that's what I'm hoping for. You know, the only way if I were in charge that Penny Hardaway is not the coach at Memphis next season is if Penny Hardaway decided he didn't want to be the coach at Memphis next season. If year five isn't good, and if year five is anything close to year four on and off the court, then I think you've got to do something about it. You know that. It's a multi-million-dollar business, and you can't let it continue to operate in the way that it's operating. But I would personally want to give Penny every chance in the world to get it right, and that includes, I think, one more year.
And he has, for all the reasons we've discussed, recruiting, fan base, whatever else, a better chance to get it right in year five after failing in the first 4 years than any other coach maybe after failing for four straight years, would have in a chance to get it right in year five. Normally, because most coaches wouldn't be given a year five, among other things. Duke and North Carolina, both at least sort of on the bubble. Duke probably in. What is, you got two new, you know, you got one outgoing coach and one, what's the situation at Duke and Carolina?
Well, Duke might win a national championship. You know, they're on the list of teams that, they've had the talent.
But they've also struggled, right? I mean, they've had more struggles than one would have imagined for a team that could win a national championship.
Maybe. I mean, they've lost two games to unranked teams, Miami by 2 points and Florida State in overtime. So they got three losses. They're 15-3, and their three losses are by a combined 10 points, none by more than five. I don't like to say things like, well, you know, they could easily be undefeated, but like they could easily be 17-1 if you literally just take one shot away from the other team. You know, they're still top 10 at KenPom. They're top 20 in both offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency. I have them outside of my top 10 right now just because they don't have a, you know, they got a win over Kentucky, a win over Gonzaga, but there's not much beyond that. But if you told me to grab seven teams, and I win $1 million if one of them wins the national championship, Duke would be on my list of teams to grab. Carolina is a little more problematic because you know they
get blown out every time. Like once a month, it feels like they're losing by 20.
Yeah, I mean they got blown out by Miami. They got blown out by Kentucky. They've already lost six times. They don't guard at all. They're outside of the top 80 in adjusted defensive efficiency. That's one where I think people in North Carolina, if they're being honest with themselves, are already wondering, did we get this wrong? You know, Roy was going to be able to pick his successor, and he wanted to be Hubert, so here we are. But there's not a lot that's happened so far that makes you think that gives you confidence it's going to turn around and go well. North Carolina might make the NCAA tournament, you know, sneak in and then lose in the first round. That's the type of team this is. But at least at Duke, you know, John Shire is recruiting lights out. And, you know, you couldn't tell Mike Krzyzewski is not in charge of that program anymore from a recruiting perspective.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.